An easier way to remember the words. A simpler way to understand the world. From word to world. Join us. Word of the day. 英语其实很简单。AU English. You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is blind date. Blind date 就是相亲。A blind date is an arrangement made for you to spend a romantic evening with someone you have never met before. This explanation is given by Collins English Dictionary, but I'm not sure if it is true, especially in China now. At least in today's news, the blind date was definitely not romantic at all. But before we go to today's blind date, let's take a look on how to use this phrase properly.Me and my boyfriend first met on a blind date arranged by my colleague. 我和我的男朋友是由同事介绍而相亲认识的。If you think the blind date is always one-on-one, then you will be surprised by this special blind date. In the city of Hangzhou, more than 3,000 single men and women have attended an untraditional blind date. All the single ladies in this event have to wash away all their makeup.And they need to let the man measure their chest size. It is said to be aiming at finding a potential boyfriend who doesn't judge a woman based solely on their appearance. What do you think about this blind date?
There's this theme here, as we mentioned, of trying not to judge a person based solely on their appearances. And they did a great job for the first half of that. You know, washing away their makeup, I think that's a good sort of thing.
And really?
Then, yeah, I think there's a lot of value to that.
Really? It has good intention? I absolutely doubt that. It is such a double standard. Did the girls get to measure the boy's body? No, right? And the boy got to know the girls better by measuring their chest? So measuring someone's chest means they didn't judge a book by its cover? No. And also the girls lining up in the queue for boys to measure their chest size? This one is absolutely ridiculous.
There's this double standard, whereas men are not expected to wear makeup, women are expected to put this stuff on their faces, and they're often expected to wear shoes that are often uncomfortable, if not painful, and are bad for you, which is, you know, high heels I'm talking about here.
And women always wear uncomfortable shoes.
Well, that's not always true.
Not always on the, on the blind date. I mean, they always do so.
That is categorically not true to say always. It is very common, at least in the big cities here in China. It seems to be maybe more common than in Southern California, which is my experience at least.
If you are single, do you want to have a blind date? Or have you attended any blind date before?